Lesson 31. Marco Polo.
Marco Polo was born in Italy in 1254. He was the son of a merchant, and in 1271, when he was just 17 years old, he travelled across Europe and Asia with his father, who wanted to do trade with the Chinese. Eventually, they arrived in Beijing. At that time, China was ruled by the Yuan Dynasty Emperor Kublai Khan. Kublai Khan welcomed Marco and his father. He was very happy to meet two foreigners and wanted to learn all about Europe. Marco and his father were guests at the Emperor's palace. Although Marco was young, he was very clever and could already speak four languages. The emperor was impressed by him, and they became friends. He asked Marco to serve in his court and sent him on many important missions across the country. Marco, in turn, was amazed by how beautiful and powerful China was. He was very impressed by Beijing and the Emperor's palace. He was particularly awed by the Summer Palace, which he described as the greatest palace that ever was. The walls were covered in gold and silver, and the hall was so large it could easily dine 6,000 people. There were inventions and developments in China which were not available in Europe at that time. Marco was surprised to see Chinese people using paper money in the markets. In Europe, people paid for goods with gold or silver. He could not understand how people could pay for food and valuables with paper. He was also confused by the black stones people used to burn for fuel. The black stones were coal, but Marco had never seen coal before. In 1291, after 17 years of faithful service to the emperor, Marco returned to Italy. He was now a very wealthy man. Not long after his return, a local war broke out near his town. During the war, Marco was the captain of a warship, but was captured by the enemy and imprisoned. However, Marco was lucky enough to meet another prisoner who enjoyed listening to his stories about China. This prisoner was an author and persuaded Marco to dictate all his stories to him so that he could write them in a book. This book, which was called The Description of the World, became one of the best-selling books in Europe. Although people enjoyed reading his book, many of them thought that Marco's stories about China were too fantastic to be true. But Marco always stood by his tales. Just before he died, age 70, Marco was asked the question, "Was it all true?" To which he replied, "I have only told a half of what I saw."